I'm Andy Bade, and my guest today is Peter Dugan, pianist and host from the Top. Peter, welcome to AZPM.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
How long have you been hosting From the Top?
I was officially announced as the host in January of 2020. And before that, I had been doing some guest hosting for about a year and a half. So now it's been, what's that, 5+ years.
You do other things, though, besides From the Top. And our listeners might not be aware of your other kind of parallel career. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about that part of you, Peter Dugan?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a performing pianist. I perform solo with orchestra. I perform recitals. And I play a ton of chamber music. I've just finished up a tour with Joshua Bell. We play a lot together. And I work with my wife, who's a mezzo-soprano, Kara Dugan. And I work a lot with Charles Yang from Time for Three, John Brancy, a baritone. So I have a lot of musical friends. And that collaboration brings me a lot of joy in my life.
So on From the Top, you are working with extremely talented youth. But they are children and teens.
For sure.
How is that different then from working with these adult professionals?
It's a great question. For me, when I walk into a room with a 15-year-old violinist, I bring basically the exact same energy and focus and spirit of collaboration that I bring when I walk into a room with a seasoned pro. So I really try not to see too much of a difference because these young musicians are so mature, and I want them to have an experience working with me that feels really professional and gives them a taste of what chamber music is all about in the out in the real world. So I want to learn from them, and I also want to contribute to them and ultimately arrive at musical interpretations that represent, you know, the sum of both of our ideas and intentions.
So on the program, you kind of play a dual role, really.
Yes.
You're not only the musical collaborator for most of, or many of the musicians, but you're also the radio host.
Yes.
How do you make those work together?
They inform each other. So from the moment I start to get to know a young musician, I'm thinking about how best to support them musically and what can I bring out in an interview so that we can really represent who this young person is to a national audience in a way that's authentic and that's doing justice to the brilliance of the young musician. So, of course, when I started the job, I had not done any radio hosting. So that part of it was totally new to me. I'm a trained pianist. That's what I do. But really, it's meeting someone where they are authentically. And in that sense, the two are quite similar, whether it's a musical collaboration or an interview, or what we really try to think of it more as just a conversation. We don't want the young musicians to feel that they're under a microscope, that they need to produce correct answers. It's really just about having a conversation and getting to know them.
I think our listeners would also like to hear a little bit more about the behind the scenes work on the show. How do you put these programs together, from auditions to writing, recording, editing?
Yeah.
There's just got to be a million things that our listeners, when they hear the program, never think about. Mm-hmm. Give us a little insight there.
Sure. It's a big process, as you can imagine, and it takes a team. We have a wonderful team at From the Top, from our producers to our engineers and our admissions folks. And we are an independent nonprofit. So we also have a development side, and we've got our executive director who keeps the ship afloat. So it's really a team effort. Young musicians can apply anytime online at fromthetop.org. And we also hold virtual live auditions in the summer when folks can play for us over Zoom. And we get a sense of who they are and we get a sense of how they play. But yeah, basically there's an admissions process. We get to hear, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of amazing musicians every year. And once performers have been selected to be a fellow, they come on the program and they also enroll in our kind of fellowship program, which is a, you know, full scholarship fellowship, and they get to experience a lot of, it's a learning in media lab is what we call it. So they're learning about technology, recording technology and engineering. They're learning about the art of interviewing, actually. They're getting to have sessions with pros from the field, you know, professional musicians, where they get to have a very realistic and candid conversation with professional musicians about what it's like, you know, out there. And that's all baked into this fellowship that every single person who you hear on the radio has completed. And then once they're on the program, they have a studio session with us. So we give them a fully professional experience with multiple takes and with professional engineering. And then we sit down and chat.
Yeah. Well, how long does that take?
It's months. And in some cases, years, because it's a very complicated puzzle to put together of how we arrange a program with, you know, because we have kids applying from all over the country. So we have some musicians who we follow for literally for years because we see so much talent, so much potential, and we just have to wait for the right moment to get them on the air. And then once we record a program, the turnaround is, you know, fairly quick.
How do you decide about what's going into a particular program?
Well, we have a brilliant music producer who kind of takes the lead on programming. But, you know, I can speak to the basic approach that we all have, which is we want programming that captures a wide range of musical interests, musical styles. Young players today are not only in love with the music of Beethoven and Brahms, although they adore that. But if someone comes to us and says, you know, I'm absolutely head over heels with this prelude by Nikolai Kapustin, which sounds more like jazz than like what we think of as classical music, if that's where their heart is and that's what they're excited to share with an audience, then we want to try to do right by that musician's passions, right? So we're not trying to force people to play something that they're not into. So we like to have a wide scope of style. And we also want to make sure that folks are hearing a diverse array of stories from our young musicians. So when you turn on an episode of From the Top, you're going to meet a lot of different characters, and you're going to hear that people have arrived at this level of artistry from so many different paths. It's not just one story of how someone gets to be a great virtuoso. There are so many ways to get there.
And it must be very gratifying to follow up with some of these musicians after they're on the program.
Oh, yeah.
And following their careers or their study or whatever, wherever that may take them.
Absolutely. Like I said, I've been doing this now for 5 years. So the folks who were, say, on the older side when I started, who were 18 then, that makes them now 23. They're graduating from top conservatories and they're starting to start, you know, their own performance careers or they're in orchestras. But if you look at the history of From the Top alums going back to the start of the show, we really see them, you know, in major, major positions, and, you know, they've won Grammys and it's like everything. You know, From the Top has produced a family that is now truly international and making big change in the music world.
I've got one last question for you.
Sure.
What do the From the Top young musicians most often ask you?
Well, I'll tell you, because we have the first session when a From the Top fellow becomes, you know, enters into this fellowship program with us. First thing we do is we all get together on Zoom and we actually do these kind of interviews back and forth, and they get a chance to ask me questions, but they choose from a list of questions to kind of, you know, help get the ball rolling. And the one that everyone wants to ask me is, was there ever a time when you wanted to quit music? Which I find very interesting that that's what appeals to a young person when they're talking to a pro. Because frankly, a lot of musicians at any point in their career, including in their teen years, have faced those moments of doubt. The moments when you're just not sure if it's worth it to keep going. And I do have a story that I tell them about when I was finishing up my undergrad at Juilliard and I was starting to feel like burnout. You know, I was starting to feel that it was just too much aiming for perfection that was never achievable, which is what we're all doing. We're all trying to shoot for something that is almost impossible to achieve. And what I try to remind the young musicians is that the thing that gets you through that is reconnecting with the love of the music, the heart of it, and the joy that it can bring you. And that happened for me because that was about around when I met my wife and we started performing art song together, and I fell in love with Leader and with making music with someone who you can connect with like that. And I was working on a Chopin piece, and there was a passage that just felt so clinical in my practice. And I asked her in the practice room one day, "Can you sing this for me?" And she sang the melody back to me, and it just clicked. It's like, okay, I think I can do this. And I went into it was like right around this time when I was feeling this burnout, and I went into a piano lesson, and my teacher said, the only time he's ever asked me this question, he said, "How did you practice that passage? Because that transformed from last week." Mm. And I think that was it.
And I'm sure that working with these young musicians, that has got to give you a renewed sense of vitality and joy every time.
Every time. Every time. Sometimes it makes me feel like I need to go practice because they're just so, you know, working at such a high level. But no, it's inspiring, and it makes me reconnect with that youthful joy of hearing a piece for the first time. I'm about to go record right after we finish our chat here. I'm going to go record a movement of the Barber Cello Sonata, and rehearsing with this young cellist yesterday. I mean, I was on cloud nine because I was feeding off of his joy and his energy in this music.
Well, Peter Dugan, it's been great to have you in our studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in and speaking with us. I'm Andy Bade for Arizona Public Media and Classical 90.5.